800-283-0600.
Album! With Warren Pierce just tuning in, Mitch down in Haiti for a few days, Ken Brown alongside making sure we're on the straight and narrow and certainly keeping you all on top of what's happening and certainly the buzz this Monday after that tragic occurrence in Tucson, Arizona is on everybody's lips and minds as it took, what, only, I guess, minutes for the gunman to empty a cartridge of 31 rounds outside that suburban Safeway store on Saturday before he was subdued while trying to reload his 6mm Glock gun. In the meantime, there were several people who were shot dead. Congresswoman was talking to a constituent and Judge John Roll, who was standing about 7 or 8 feet away, talking to one of her aides, Ron Barber, in the sidewalk area. They were killed. He was killed. Meanwhile, the congresswoman remains in, I would have to say, critical condition. It was, on Sunday that I saw the doctor tending to the congresswoman, talking a bit about what was going on with the surgery that had taken place. See Michael LaMole of the University Medical Center in Tucson on Sunday saying that the critical step for the congresswoman and patients like her is to quickly ease the pressure within that, what did he call it, the closed vault of the skull, keeping the swelling down. This afternoon, it was about 1 o'clock, he was back before the press giving an update on how she was doing this afternoon.
With regard to Congresswoman Gifford's recovery, at this phase in the game, no change is good, and we have no change. That is to say, she's still following those basic commands. On top of that, the CAT scans are showing that there is no progression of that swelling. We're not out of the woods yet. That swelling can sometimes take 3 days or 5 days to maximize, but every day that goes by and we don't see an increase, we're slightly more optimistic.
On a direct line now, the chief neurotrauma and critical care at the Beaumont Hospital is on a direct line now. Daniel Michael, good to have you with us this afternoon. How much can you tell us about this injury and what he's talking about, the key making that apparently what, wide opening in the skull, removed some of her skull so that the brain can kind of relax into it?
Yes, that's correct. Good afternoon, Mr. Pierce. Thank you for inviting me. The initial surgery, the goals are to stop any bleeding, and sometimes you can have profuse bleeding from a head injury, and then to debride any devitalized tissue, and if possible, remove bone fragments and actual pieces of the skull, and then get a tight closure of the scalp so that if the brain does go on to develop swelling, which is one of the known complications of a gunshot wound to the brain, then there will be some area that the brain can swell into other than causing additional pressure on the deeper structures of the brain, which could lead to coma and death.
So her sir removes a wedge, actually, from the left side of her skull, just above the area that was pierced by the bullet. Will then that be replaced? Will that piece of bone be put back into her head?
Right. Rather than a wedge, it's more like a cup-shaped piece of the skull vault. And usually in gunshot wounds, because of the possibility for contamination and infection, that removed bone is discarded. If the congresswoman is fortunate enough to recover, as we all hope and pray, then a prosthetic bone piece can be made for her to match the contours of her own skull and provide protection later on.
And I'm sure if you've had time, as chief of the neurotrauma and critical care unit there at Beaumont Hospital, Daniel Michael, you've seen where apparently this bullet from the Glock gun plowed a furrow through her brain, passing what looked to be perilously close to the areas that control her speech, her movement, and vision as well.
Yes. Gunshot wounds to the brain are extremely complicated injuries, as you have indicated. The pathway of the bullet is important in terms of what functions may be lost, but also the energy impacted. So that we know that assault rifle injuries carry more injury than, say, the amount of energy imparted from this 9mm Glock round that struck her. Now, having said that, we know that the injury went from back to front on the left side of her brain, somewhat high towards the top of the skull. She is able to follow commands according to reports in the news, but she is still intubated, and we don't know if she has the ability to speak yet. The left side of the brain controls the right side of the body and speech. And there are certain areas of the brain that can allow you to follow commands, but you will have difficulty in actually forming the words and getting them out.
Hmm.
So we've got a long way to go, and again, our hopes and prayers are for the best recovery possible. She has had excellent state-of-the-art care thus far.
Hey, but and she's got a ventilator in there as well, so she can't speak, but certainly where that bullet passed might make it, you're the expert here, you're the doctor, might make it difficult for Giffords to understand what people are saying to her.
Definitely, definitely. I've devoted some 30 years to the study of the brain, how it functions, and treating disorders, including trauma to the brain. And there are still vast amounts of information that we just don't have in terms of how the brain functions. I've seen some amazing recoveries, and I've seen people devastated from relatively mild injuries. So there's a lot we still don't understand. Each case is individual. Mm. And I think right now it's one step at a time. When you're in the intensive care unit, as the congresswoman is, it's literally minute by minute, hour by hour.
And one thing I guess we all have come to know, you certainly have known this over these three decades that you've been doing brain surgery, the brain is so vulnerable because, what did I read here or see? It's, the brain is as soft as firm toothpaste, so when a bullet tears through someone's brain like the congresswoman, it may drive the skull into the brain.
That's true, but interestingly enough, it's the kinetic energy that's carried by the fragments that does more damage. People often can't understand how such a tiny fragment of bullet or even shrapnel in a battlefield situation can cause death. It's not just the fragment, it's the amount of energy that fragment carries with it. It's like a shock wave, or what I'll sometimes have to describe to families as a sonic boom that goes through the brain tissue and disrupts that tissue physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terribly, terribly devastating injury.
Well, wishing the doctors, the staff there, the best, and so too the congresswoman. Thanks for your insight there as the chief of neurotrauma and critical care at Beaumont Hospital, Daniel Michael. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Mr. Pierce. Have a good evening.
Call me Warren, doctor, please.
Oh, right.
We're on a first-name basis here, aren't we, Mr. Brown?
Yes, Mr. Pierce.
Yes, 5:32 and a half. How's Mr. Alexander doing? You're all wondering about that. Well, I can tell you he's doing fine up there in the Big 7.